Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1424. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Ravine Zizel. And the Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and the Refuish Lame Eliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sar and the Refuish Lame Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to Halach, to the Halachas of Hachana Lechoil. Okay, so we started talking about last Shia, an interesting concept. In other words, if I just say something and there's no action attached to it, is there a problem? For example, like we said, the famous case, I'm going to sleep, right? In other words, this is the other way. I want to sleep 2 hours instead of 1 hour, and 1 hour I'm sleeping extra for tonight. Tonight's Shavuos, I have to learn, right? So I want to make sure I'm awake. So good, you're allowed to sleep extra, but just don't say it, because when you're saying it, you're doing it attached to an action. So we said that Lamaisa, if somebody says something and there's an action attached to it, like in that case, that's being done on Shabbos, so then it becomes the saying of it itself, even though the action is allowed. I'm allowed to sleep, but the saying, the action that you're saying, and you're actually doing the action, is Echana L'chol. The same thing we said by Ataris Neder. Somebody wants to be Matan Neder, right? You're not allowed to also. Why can't I be Matan Neder? So, of course, if it's for Shabbos, so you need it for Shabbos, but I want to do it. I need it for Sunday, Monday. I want to be Matan Neder, a certain thing. I want to do something which I question of a Neder. So I want to be Matan Neder. That you can't do, because you're actually doing a deeper. You're saying something that's attached to an action. But we said, if you want to just invite your friend, right, to Malava Malka, right? So am I allowed to tell my friend to come to Malava Malka, which is tonight, nothing to do with Shabbos? So am I allowed to just say those words? V'chein is mutter, so the Sefer Yitzvah Lach is brought down. Yeah, so v'chein is mutter, l'hazmen k'roi v'yididav, we said, l'tzarech simcha shalach Shabbos, afilu enay sudas mitzvah mamish, whatever case is, one would be allowed to do that. Okay, he says another interesting case, and then we'll get to the Raya, which is very interesting. Another interesting case he brings down, in reference to Rafa and Marksia and others, he brings down that Mutter b'Shabbos b'mincha l'kabel tainus al yom rishon. Let's say somebody wants to be mekabel tainus, and there's a certain way to do it for Sunday. So one would be allowed to do that. Ba'ach lo yomar. He says just not to say the tchina. There's a shtickle to say over there, not to say those things, but just to be makabel atinus during by mincha, right? If you want to be makabel atinus for the next day, so you do it by mincha. There's a whole way, but there's a certain thing to say. So that whole thing don't say, but just to be makabel it is fine. Eloyomer hineni b'tainus nedava lemachar. To say those words, fine. But the point is, what I want to bring out over here is that that's allowed to be done also. But isn't that hachana l'chol, right? So we see that if somebody says something and there's no action attached to it, so just the words itself is not a question of hachana. So he brings an interesting raya, which is that what they bring from the Shulchan Aruch, Beferish HaHalacha, in Simen Shin Zayin, which is Shulchan Shabbos, right? Sif Zayin. Mutta Lema L'chaveri, somebody could say to their friend, HaNir Rebbe Nacha Shetucha Lamed Imi L'Erev, that he's saying it in a hinting way, right? You can't, let's say I want to hire my friend for tonight to work with me. Not to invite him, but I need him to work with me, whatever. So you can't say, but there's a way to say it in a hinting way. Now, we're going to talk about that, or you want to say it to a guy, or whatever the case is, in a hinting type of a way. So he says it in a way that, so the Mechaber says, it should be in your eyes that you'll be with me, you know, tonight, or something along those lines. Even though the other person knows what you have in mind, that you want me to work for you tonight, or whatever the case is, or telling a guy to do it, whatever the case, or to work with you, whatever the case might be. Don't say it straight out. It has to be done in a, like, you know, in a hinting type of a way. Okay, but that's a separate issue, which we're not talking about that right now. It's a separate halacha, how to work those things, what you're allowed to say in Shabbos, what you're not. But the point is over here, what I want to talk about is again, not the, what you could say, what you can't say. That's not the issue at all, but the hachanuk part. How could you go ahead and say, tell somebody, even in a hinting way, I'll tell somebody, you know, it should appear in your eyes that you'll be with me tonight, you will work together, whatever the case is, and the person will understand what it means, But you're talking about tonight. You're not talking about Shabbos. You're talking about an action that will be done after Shabbos, right? Oh, so it's very interesting. So they bring this as a raya. So here you see a raya from the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to say something, right? Okay, again, we're not talking about something that's also to do, but you're allowed to say something, even though it's a question of hachana for tonight, right? But it's only dibur, it's only words, and it's not connected to an action that's done on Shabbos. For example, our case. I tell my friend, right, I would like to invite him to my house tonight. Would you like to come to my house tonight? Right? We'll have Malav Malka, even if it's not Malav Malka, but let's say I have Malav Malka. Would you like to come to that? How can you do that? Sachana, you're preparing for the weekday. No, because talking, that's how he explains it. The Sefer Yetzer Halachas, talking without an action is not a problem. As far as the hachana part, as far as the preparation part, even though it's for after Shabbos, whereby if it's connected to an action, like I'll sleep extra, that you can't say it's connected to an action, right? Hataras nedarim, right? I'm going to be nullify a neder or something like that. So I'm doing an action right now, even though I'm talking and it's for Sunday or Monday, right? But I'm doing the action right now. That's why the whole issue of a saying talam mata levracha, like we spoke about saying it 90 times, is questionable. But we saw it's a machlekes. Okay, I don't want to go into that right now. Again, we spoke about that. Preferably, one should do it during the week, to say it 90 times, and not on Shabbos. We said that the various different ways how that works, because Lamaisa, if you think about it, that's an action also, that something is happening with my talking on Shabbos. But if nothing is happening on Shabbos and I'm just talking, so that's how they explain it. That's how Sefer Yetzer Halacha has explained it. Sefer Nishma Shabbos, that's how they explain it. With this raya, that's why that's okay. So you see from here, that's just flat out, it's just plain talking, even though it's a question of talking for after Shabbos and there's no action actually connected, would be okay. So that's how he brings it down. In Ois Lamed Tes, which is what we were talking about yesterday and a couple of days ago. So Ein Isra Chana B'Dibur Ba'alma, just stop talking like this, right? He brings down the different rites like we spoke about. Ein Isra Chana B'Dibur Ba'alma, just stop talking. Letzer Chayil, for a weekday is no problem. For Rak B'Dibur, it's only whereby the talking is connected to some sort of an action, then you have a problem like we saw in the various different cases. But just some talking, even though it's for, and again, we're not talking about something where they're going to do something that's also, I'll drive tonight. That's not the issue at all. Just a question of you're talking about something which is for the week, right? And it's allowed to be done, or whatever the case is. It's just a question of, it's not for Shabbos, so how could you even say it? It's hachana. The answer is no, it's not hachana, because it's not connected to any action that's done on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Baruch Hu.